Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
Families have a lot going on. Let Ollie help manage the mental load with new cognitive health supplements for everyone 4 and up, like delicious Ollie Focus Pops or Ollie Mellow Pops for kids. And for parents, try 3 new Brainy Chews to help you focus, chill out, or get energized. Find these cognitive health buddies for the whole fam at Ollie.com. That's OLLY.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha! Welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I want to talk about acceptance. It's kind of a funny word, acceptance. Another word that's often used is surrender, which is even a harder word for many people to wrap their minds around when we're talking about anxiety. But today I want to talk about acceptance, how to do it. So really, working through acceptance, letting go is a good way to look at it. Being with what is a way of thinking about it. And the anxiety that we're feeling and that we're bumping up against is actually the exact opposite of acceptance. It's we don't let go. It's a grabbing onto, a holding onto, clenching down, and an actual inability to be with what is. There is a lot of desiring things to be different than they are, an actual real non-acceptance of reality. And this just gets us into a lot of trouble. Actually, being able to be with what is can help us in letting go of our anxiety. There's that opening. Even just feel it right now. Clench your fists down. And then with the next exhalation that you take, let your fists open up and open your hand up. Now that just feels so much more relaxed. That is an opening, a receptivity, an acceptance. Trying to rationalize many of the symptoms that we have is really not acceptance. It's something that we can go through on our journey with our anxiety, but actually finding a symptom or a sensation and rationalizing it, coming up with reasons that it's there and kind of taking the story around that is not a way of accepting. When we are accepting, we can just be with what is. Maybe it is an uncomfortable symptom. Maybe it's a horrible sensation. Maybe it's the realization of a thought that won't go out of our head, a rumination. But we can accept it. We don't have to say, well, it's like this because of this. And can you just feel with those rationalizations that we come up with, we're actually hyping ourselves up again. And we want to stay away from that. We want to get to neutral and just let it be there and just come to the idea that I am safe right now. I may be uncomfortable, but I'm safe and I am going to be with this until I see how it passes and actually watch it as an observer. Move yourself out of the person it is happening too, and have yourself be looking down on it and seeing yourself as just experiencing it, watching yourself do that, watching yourself have the experience. Anxiety always has an undercurrent of uncertainty, and that is actually a place where there's a lot of distress. When we start to think about things being uncertain, many people get stressed out. That is a place of additional stress. But if we learn how to surrender, if we can learn to be with what is, we don't need to fear the uncertainty, because no matter what comes, we know that we will be able to accept it or surrender to it, whichever. Try both of those words out here and there. Try them to interchange them and see how you feel. But you can eventually learn to be with what is and not fear the uncertainty, because you will know that you will be able to be okay with it. You will be able to accept it. Doesn't mean that you like it. It doesn't mean that you wished for it or this is how you wanted things to turn out to be. But it means that you are in your life actually integrating into your own heart and soul the reality of what is. It's when we tell ourselves that it must be different or it should be different, and so we are holding our hand up to it like, no, I will not accept this. I will not accept this. And that is a way that causes us great stress and a lot of additional fear of the future, because we are afraid everything is going to be that way. So with this undercurrent of uncertainty, we can begin to look at our lives and say, yes, things are uncertain. I don't know what tomorrow will bring. But right now, as we bring ourselves back into the present moment, we can come to the present moment and surrender to what is, which is this moment with my feet on the ground. I'm breathing and I can be okay just with this moment. And in that way, again, we can begin to not have to fear the future and all that it brings, because it is uncertain.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble, with exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
This episode is brought to you by Shopify. Whether you're selling a little or a lot, Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. From the launch your online shop stage, all the way to the we just hit a million orders stage. No matter what stage you're in, Shopify's there to help you grow. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/special offer, all lowercase. That's shopify.com/special offer.
Anxiety will often find loopholes in our logic, such as, let's say we were having some heart palpitations and we went to the ER because we were really frightened of them, and we had chest pain and we had all of the tests that the hospital thought was necessary for such symptoms that we were describing, and the tests come back that there's nothing wrong. So our anxiety will put us into a place of questioning that, such as thinking, well, that test must not be right. There must have been something wrong with the doctor who read the tests. This can't be right. And our anxiety, that's our anxiety speaking when it's pushes. So let's, no, I don't believe it. I won't believe it. And when it is in a tone of fear, it is something that we want to consider, that it may be coming from our anxiety, versus if it is just it's kind of a deep feeling of, this doesn't feel right. Maybe I should check further. Because I want to tell you that your intuition does not act in a fear-based way. It will guide you and it will give you information, but not in a fear-based way. And I will get more into that in another episode for sure, because fear and our intuition can be quite confusing until we learn how to tease it out. But for now, just know that anxiety can find a loophole in your logical thinking and tell you things such as the test was not right. And in this way, we can't really rationalize with anxiety, right? We can't always give it just the facts and expect that it's going to back down. It won't, because it's trying to get you to safety. So it's coming up with more scary stories. So what you need to do is to not try to rationalize with it, but to accept the feeling and let it pass. Don't try to convince yourself that you're okay in the face of the symptoms. Accept the symptoms and go about your business. This will beat the anxiety over time. So again, you don't want to convince yourself. You don't need to be fighting and coming up with logical reasons for things, but you just need to accept the symptom and let go on about your business. And I am sure that you're going to find times where it just fades away. And now let's get back to our acceptance and how we're going to do this. We're going to be letting go. We're going to practice being with what is, even if it's uncomfortable. It's this fear of the discomfort that often gets us into trouble. And remember, trying to convince yourself that you're okay is a battle of logic and fear, and it will not work. Anxiety is thought created. It comes from our thinking and is not necessarily thought solved. Often we have to bring our body into it and our will. So drop the rope. No more tug of war with your thinking. Drop the rope and accept. Accept the feeling, accept the sensation. Remember that it will pass. And let it pass versus doing the tug of war with it, which only keeps us engaged in the fight, and it keeps our stress hormones in the cycle. These feeling sensations, they generally go away faster if we don't participate in the struggle. Remember that old finger game that we had when we were kids, and you would put it on both one index finger and on the other index finger. And if you pulled apart on it, it only got tighter and tighter and you couldn't pull it off. And so that's how you have to look at this. We want to avoid the struggle. Relax. Relax and let the rope drop. Do not play the game with this anxiety and the logic, the thinking that comes up that wants to wind its way out of it with more thoughts. Often that will not be helpful. And another place we can all get ourselves into trouble is accepting, kind of, but we're doing it with an ulterior motive. That is not what accepting is. Acceptance to end anxiety faster does not work. You cannot fool yourself like that. It just will not work. It is another form of resistance. Okay, I'm relaxing because it's going to make my anxiety go away faster. Or, oh, I'm meditating because that's going to make my anxiety go away faster. No, we meditate so that we can strengthen our mind and see our mind, how it works, and be better people for dealing with life and not having to get anxious and stressed out, not in order to make our anxiety go away. We really need to learn to be okay with what is, because the anxious feelings really cannot hurt us. Let them be there and be okay with it. Talk back with it if you do well with that, letting the amygdala know, listen, I'm okay. Thank you for the heads up, but I really have this. I can take care of it. We are safe. All is well. Acceptance directly reduces anxiety, as anxiety comes from resistance and resisting the situation in the present moment, the reality. what we are doing when we are accepting is we are letting reality be what it is. We are letting it be what it is versus trying to make it something different. That is only a frightening feeling, and that's kind of a fight. And fighting with reality is a losing battle. It's exhausting and we never win. So let it be. Let reality be what it is, even though it may be something that you are not wanting. There are a lot of things in life that will come our way that are not what we want, but it is not the end of the world. Be with the feelings and let them burn out versus adding another log to the fire. This is actually where you do have some power. You do have some control, and it takes courage to do this, to accept and be with those feelings. So remember that you are courageous and you can do this. One way you can look at it is, you know, when we are on a plane, we're flying, getting near our destination, all of a sudden there's turbulence on the plane. Acceptance is letting the turbulence be there without us fighting with it and adding to our own stress. We are accepting it. We don't like it, but acceptance is what we need to do. Acceptance, of course, will not make the turbulence go away any more than accepting a difficult situation at work is not going to make the situation go away, but you will suffer a lot less. And when you are suffering less, you have more energy and resources to continue on with your practices and your good habits. You can build even more good habits with those resources versus being exhausted from resistance. I hope you will find a way to be remembering some of these ideas the next time you have a struggle with your anxiety. I hope you can remember to drop the rope. And now for today's quote. Happiness can exist only in acceptance. And that's from George Orwell. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.